You're listening to DraftKings Network.
OG.
Yeah, baby. Thank you so much for listening to the Cooligans. In the first segment, we talk about a lot. We talk about, why is your manager in the supporter section smoking cigarettes? We talk about, yo, why is your shirt talking shit about my city? And we also talk about a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah, why, you know, to all the other managers, why are you not smoking cigarettes in the supporter section?
That's all. It's what all the cool kids are doing.
In the second segment, we're talking about some of the preseason matches. Some people look in form. Some people do not look in form.
Or of form, specifically. That's not good.
And we are not informed. And also, yeah, CCL, preseason, Philly. What's up with Philly? Making some new tees.
Yeah.
Trying to compete with the gulliest tees.
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of stuff going on. That and more on this episode of the Cooligans!
Hey, this is Alexi Lawless. There is nobody in U.S. soccer that is more important than the Cooligans.
Yeah, baby!
Hello!
Hi, look at us!
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Cooligans.
Yeah, we're here, obviously, still at Hackensack Marine Health Stage 17. I don't know if you noticed, but that's where we are.
Yeah, that's
this beautiful, beautiful studio that we're in.
And we also, right before we walked in here, we just bumped into D.L. Hughley.
D.L. Hughley, which I'm so...
You can't say any words or names.
D.L. Hughley? He is...
That's a tough one for you.
Apparently a big fan of ours. He was like, oh my God, yo, the Cooligans are here. He tried to give us his hat. We were like, nah, son.
Exactly.
Hold on to that.
He told us, he was like, wow, you should have been the Kings of Comedy.
I was like, that is very nice of you.
Wow, that is very nice of you, Mr. D.L.
Never heard you say that before? Senor DL, but thank you.
But that was cool. Yeah. One of the perks of being at Cumulus Media.
Yeah, that people get to meet us. So just...
He was honored. I mean...
He was. We're like, dude, get up. No need to bow, baby.
He was just like absolutely like, K-pop teen fangirling us.
Absolutely. Did I ever tell you that time I was in all those K-pop like TMZ photos? I was standing outside of a radio station.
Hold on. I'm just processing that this is a real thing. Wow. Okay, what context were you? Because if you were in K-pop teen photos, I'm like, oh, well, then this was evidence in court to show
why
he's not allowed near these.
So, sir, just keep him away from the schools. We're not asking for him to go to jail.
So why were you in K-pop teen photos?
TMZ photos.
TMZ photos.
I was like, whatever, paparazzi photos. I was standing outside of Hot 97, which is, I think, it's a different radio network, so I probably shouldn't say it, but
a radio station in New York.
Yeah, it's a very popular hip hop radio station here in New York. I was being interviewed. This is going back like maybe 5 years ago. I was being interviewed for when a comedian, Cypher Sounds, was still working there as a very popular DJ. He was Lil Kim's DJ for a long time. I was being interviewed, and it was going to take a little longer than expected. So I just kind of waited outside because I was waiting for my agent at the time to show up. We were going to go together, who he then tried to sign. Cypher, while I was there, I was like, buddy, come on. This is also the same time that I almost got into a fight with DJ Khaled. Anyway, the same day. So I'm standing outside.
Another one.
He was about to take a major key to the face. I just, I was sitting there texting on my phone. And all of a sudden, just like a Uber X.
All the Miami fans are like, yo, who are you talking about?
Yeah.
Don't be talking about a prince like that.
I was standing outside and just a Escalade or whatever pulls up. And next thing you know, there is just a bunch of screaming girls all staring at me. And I was like, well, damn, how did y'all know I was coming, you know? And then I remember like just a bunch of flashes going off. And I, it's like clearly not for me, but why is it in this direction? So I swing around and there are four very beautiful young pink and gold and green haired Korean dudes standing in front of me, posing, giving up peace signs. And
a boy band or Dragon Ball Z characters? Yeah. These are weird color hair that I've
I looked at. It was clearly like a bit, but like, I mean, just like impeccably dressed.
It was Trunks and Goku.
Yeah, I don't know what any of those things are.
I think Frieza was there too.
Oh boy, the nerds are going crazy now. So I still don't know what band it was. I don't know anything, but like, I'm clearly in the way. And one of them, like, I'm in between two of them, and they're posing for photos. Why am I here? So I just was like, yo, who are you? And the guy, like, in perfect English goes like, oh, we're kind of like a K-pop band. I was like, oh, cool. You seem to be popular. And he's like, yeah, a little bit. And then he looked at me like, you might want to shift to the left.
But did he sound the way you're making him sound? Like, yeah, we're just a K-pop band. Like, yo, we're just chilling out here in New York, in the big city. You know how we do.
Fam, we just trying to level up. You know what I mean? Like, no, he was just.
Yeah, we're Korean. Yeah, we talk like this in Korea, dog.
Mad Korean. What you talking about? Yeah.
You're the one who sounds weird.
We're from the BX, which is how you spell a name of a town in Korea. Yeah. He was like, just like, hey, yeah, no. But he sounded very American. He was like, yeah, man, we're a K-pop band. He just kind of looked at me like, would you mind just shifting slightly to the left so you're out of the band? And I was like, the only one wearing all black.
You're definitely the CD manager of the
band. But I legit looked like they hired the cheapest security possible. And they're like, hey, he's big. That'll do. And I just remember like one girl like, oh, my God, are you affiliated? Right. And I was like, no, I don't know who was that. And she was like, you don't know who insert name of band is. And
you know,
I was
like, teenage girls are.
Yeah. And I was like, no, I never heard of him. She was like, puh. she like, well, I mean, why are you even alive? You know? And then one girl was like, oh, can I get in the car? And I was like, yeah, sure. I just like told the girl, yeah, get in the car. Get in the car. What's going to happen if you're 13? This is illegal. Get in the car.
That girl was never to be seen. Never to be seen again.
I heard she has green and pink hair now and lives in the BX in South Korea.
Oh, boy. What a great start. Yeah. Welcome to the Cooligans, which is a soccer show, not a K-pop Believe show. But we might be pivoting very soon.
You never know. K-pop got more hits than American soccer? I would love to talk about K-pop here at the Hackensack Meridian Health Stage 17.
Welcome to the show, everybody. My name is Christian Polanco.
My name is Alexis Hackensack Meridian Health Stage 17 Guerreros.
But
OG Podcast Network.
That's right. Welcome to the show.
We are the Cooligans.
The Cooligans.
If you don't know who we are, one, thank you for listening. Two, we are the funniest soccer podcast, but that's not it. We are also the
gulliest soccer podcast that's ever been. So yeah, we have the t-shirts to prove it.
That's right. Get yours now. Pre-order is still going. There's only a little bit left, baby.
That's right. So before we start the show, let's just get clear up. Let's do some spring cleaning. Is that what they do? I mean, it's not spring yet, but we're almost there.
That's right. Everybody gets it right now. Spring cleaning.
But yes, we did announced that we have a new t-shirt coming out. We're doing pre-orders for them. Yes. It is a gulliest tee. It says it right there, right on your chest.
Let everyone know you the gulliest. Now, I would use caution if you happen to be currently trying to gentrify a neighborhood, because I will let you know that gulliest means something to a lot of people. So if I were you, I would wear it with pride, but just, be cautious.
Exactly.
Be cautious. Maybe more to brunch than, I don't know, a pickup basketball game.
But you will be the coolest. You will be the coolest white dude to all your black friends if you wear the show, without a doubt.
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt. Like, people will be like, God damn. That dude who just moved in and also has a jug band is hardcore.
But yeah, we're really excited about it. We worked hard on it to put it together. We're putting it out through On the Valley Apparel.
Shouts out On the Valley Apparel.
Always been
collab.
Super supportive of what we're doing. And so please pick up a shirt. You'll be helping the Cooligans grow. And you'll look dope at the same time. Yeah. So make sure you.
And by the way, the Cooligans promo code is only working during the presale. So
exactly.
Once the shirt launches officially, there goes the discount, baby. I can't help you out. Also, if you're that gully, you don't need a discount. You're a hustler. You're selling socks. You're doing something.
Exactly. Because if you gully, you also got guap.
Yeah, so you got guap. So gully and guap go together.
Hand in hand. One hand feeds the other.
I mean, come on. If you ain't got guap, you're probably not that gully. You know what I mean?
But there are people who do have guap and are not gully.
Yeah, no, there's lots of people. Bill Gates. That's just one. Off the top of the dome, Bill Gates. Zero gully level.
Very low on gully, high on guap.
He might actually be negative gully. But I feel like he doesn't have time to think about that because he's so busy Counting all that guap.
It's very difficult to be gully when you also have pleated pants. Yeah. Right? Very, a little tough. Yeah. So,
it's real hard. If your khakis have a crease in the front, you probably not that gully.
So it's a fun shirt, and it's sort of kind of to commemorate what we've done. It's in this little time that we've kind of existed. But last year we leveled up last year, and there's a lot of fun little Easter eggs and fun things on the shirt. So there's a little fruit bowl, and you have a nice little Cooligans logo on the sleeve. We're looking like Everton with the Angry Birds.
Angry Birds. by the way, that shirt, the Gulliest shirt, is something that when we thought of, we immediately did it sort of with the thought process of the fans, you know, because they've been with us this long. So you guys deserve to be the gulliest fans in the world. It's not just us being the gulliest podcast. So it's for you guys. So I'm glad that a bunch of them have been purchased already, or at least pre-ordered already, which is really awesome. And again, use the code. Use Cooligans code while you can. Tell your friends about it. And then in a couple of weeks when you get it in the mail, we'd love to see photos of you guys wearing it.
Yeah.
I would love to see one of you guys just tuck it into a pleated pair of just Dockers, you know, just like with the cuff at the bottom and everything.
Yeah, like a nice little gulliest fashion show.
Yeah, yeah. Show us your gully fashion, man. We will retweet the hell out of it.
Get on the gulliest runway.
Yeah.
So let's go. Let's talk soccer.
Let's talk soccer.
Couple of things going on in the American soccer landscape.
Yeah.
You know, Major League Soccer is in the middle of preseason. CONCACAF Champions League just started yesterday. You're listening to this on Wednesday. We're recording this the day before on Tuesday.
So we don't know who won or lost.
Yeah.
Toronto versus Colorado at Colorado, which we're hearing 17 degrees.
Which, the tundra of Colorado.
Buddy.
I mean, this does go towards, like, you know, how people are like, we need to move over to the FIFA calendar. Yeah. And it's like, well, okay, well then.
Get ready for a lot of this. Yeah, a lot of frostbitten
get
players.
Get ready for to play soccer in the ice age.
Yeah, also try to convince someone from Argentina to try to go play in 17 degrees weather. He's like, 17 is not that bad. No, not Celsius, Fahrenheit. He's like, I'm not going there.
No, thank you.
My mate is frozen. Que voy a hacer?
So, yeah, a couple things.
a Barcelona accent, I'm sorry.
That we're excited about. Let's talk about MLS Fantasy, which we're going to get into a little bit more.
Yeah, our league is going.
In a couple of weeks. We're going to be starting that real soon. And last time we did it, we had too many people. It was very difficult to kind of keep track. And we talked about
but
this.
But also, we put up a video saying we were going to give $100
away.
And realized we have no way of knowing who any of these people are. People just showed up for $100. We couldn't communicate with anyone. There was like no chat. Now there's a chat box.
Yeah, so that's a good thing. MLS Fantasy has been redone.
Yeah.
And it looks cool. Looks similar to the Premier League one, which is, I mean, finally. But one of the main things was it was difficult to communicate with anybody. Never really felt like we wanted to be a very inclusive group kind of inside jokes,
Shit talking.
It should be fun
for
us and fans of the Cooligans. So this time around, we're going to be doing a private league. We're still going to be giving away $100 and prizes from a bunch of people that are helping us out. So get on our email list, and we're going to be sending out the invite, the fantasy invite. And so we want it to be we don't want it to be the ungully.
No.
We want it to be the gulliest of our fans and the people who are most supportive of us who listen to the show.
Yeah, if you're just here for the money, all right, I get it. But you should be a fan of ours. So it's going to be private. If you're a fan of ours, email us. Get on our email list, I should say. And we'll be emailing out what the code is. So it's just you guys and we could all talk the same way we do on Twitter, I guess. But we could all talk.
So do that. Yeah. So go to soccercooligans.com. Go on, just scroll to the bottom or it'll pop up. You can and just leave your email address or just email us soccercooligans@gmail.com if that's too complicated for whatever reason.
Yeah, I mean, Jesus.
going to a website in 2018? No, thank you.
I don't want to.
All right. So let's go. Soccer in this country. I think the first thing that we should address, because we talked about it, I think, 2 weeks ago, and we were like, oh, Rebels again, messing up, letting all their fans down. Even RBNY Twitter was just like, oh, this again?
It was depression Twitter. Boy.
Yeah, we were just like on, ready dial 311. See, we can get some of these people some help.
Buddy, there was a lot of people that were freaking out.
But no, in the 11th hour, in the final minutes,
after like people posted photos of him at the airport, him in training, him wearing a Red Bull jersey. I mean, it seemed like, why aren't they announcing it? It's the worst kept secret in history. They finally announced it. They did this weird thing where they showed like a slow motion video.
And obviously we're talking about Kaku, right?
El Kaku.
Yeah.
As he likes to, Gamara, I believe is his last name, right?
Yes.
They said, why did he not put his nickname on his back? He said, cause that's his mama's name. And he always wants to represent his mama, which already super Latino. They'll be like, what'd you say about my mom? No one said anything about your mom. We just wonder why you didn't put your nickname on your back. But, RBNY's official Twitter put out this sort of video of a low angle shot of a jersey being pressed, the name being pressed on the back of a jersey. And you never saw what it was, and it was like, ooh, and that got retweeted a bunch.
Who could
and then
it
like
possibly be?
35 seconds later announced it. I'm like, why would you put that video up? Like, why would you do that to people? Just announce the freaking thing, you know?
Yeah, I mean a couple weeks prior, the issue was. And now it's all sort of coming to light. Jesse Marsh, they put out a video, and Jesse Marsh did mention that there was an issue with his agent who he let go. He found a new agent, and because of that, the old agent that originally was setting up the deal with Red Bull, was like, well, you got to pay me. You're not. I did the work, so you're gonna have to pay me. And apparently that was the issue. They couldn't come up with like the number to pay the agent.
Yeah.
I guess it may have been the final day or something, because it was
down to the wire.
Well, there were so many reports that said it was not happening.
Yeah.
So I think even the player wasn't even sure what was going on.
Yeah. I mean, remember there was that whole thing which we talked about, like Red Bull sent him sort of like a training schedule. It's like, even though you're not here, this is what you should be doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is like, all right, so then he is a part of the team, but he's not going to be there? Like, how is he going to be a part of the team in Argentina?
No,
like,
gave him a subscription to, like, Men's Health magazine. Yeah, they're like, just do these workouts. I mean, I think...
It's like, look, we'll go on Facebook Live. You'll see what we're doing. Just follow along, you know? It was very frustrating if you're a fan, really for us to be able to even talk about it. To say, like, what is happening? Because we want to alert the fans. We know how much Red Bull fans love listening to us. Shouts to Yuri if you're listening.
And shout out to Juan Escalante, who...
At Nerdwitch.
At Nerdwitch was great. But he had a great joke because his name is Romero Gamarra.
Yeah.
And he was doing a bunch of Gamera jokes from Godzilla. You know, Gamera is like the opponent that Godzilla faces.
So okay.
It was a good pun. It was such a good pun that I'm like, oh, why didn't I think of that?
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was funny.
I can tell you why I didn't think of that.
Because you're not a fan of Godzilla? Because
I wasn't a nerd.
Well, it's Nerdwitch, so it's already...
So he leans in.
It's pretty clear. So apparently...
Big Arsenal fan as well.
Too. There was a lot of confusion whether he was going to arrive or not. But
it's official. It's done.
Yeah.
Agents got paid their hush money and under the table that no one knows about.
I forgot. I don't know how much the guy got paid, like the old agent, but it was six figures.
Oh, yeah.
To like, you know, don't impede this anymore, please. We're trying. Yeah.
Fine. Here. Can you shut up?
But apparently a lot's expected of Kaku, right? So he's getting the number 10 shirt. He is the new Sasha Kljestan.
That's it. Apparently he's not very Sasha Kljestan-like.
No, he doesn't.
He's more of an attacking.
Yeah.
He doesn't track back as much. He likes to be much more creative centrally. So, I mean, look, at the end of the day, we said this a couple episodes ago. All right, you got BWP, which seems to me like he's in his last, 2 years, right? You would imagine this year, maybe next year.
I mean, he's been great.
He's been great for a long time.
Double-digit goals.
Other than the playoffs. But... You know, the big question or the big issue with him seems to be who's going to get him the ball. How are you? You got to get the ball to score.
And Sasha Kljestan was very much able to do
that. Right, and then you got rid of him. And Grella also was really good at it, and you got rid of him. So now what? I mean, Tyler Adams can't do it all on his own. So they got the guy that's going to do that, which I'm really happy about.
My only concern is probably more defensively for the Red Bulls. Kaku's a fairly small guy. I know Jesse Marsh was talking about how he's a box, kind of box to box guy, and he puts in a lot of effort. But Sasha Kljestan's also, I think he was, I don't want to say he's a foot tall. I don't know exactly how tall, but Sasha Kljestan's a pretty tall guy. We met him, right?
Yeah.
And so when it comes to aerial balls, you kind of have this understand that he's probably going to get a couple.
Right.
With Gaku, I don't really see that happening.
I think here's the most important question for Gaku. How is he going to react to us saying hello to him at MLS Cup? I think
there's a lot riding on this,
which,
buddy.
By the way, which, if you recall, Sasha Gleshin so far scored very low on
really
that one.
Really dropped the ball on
that buddy.
One.
I mean, I don't know why you got traded, but I could probably maybe point a couple fingers.
You might be the assist king, but the conversation king? No, that's you do not get that award.
If anything, you didn't assist in that conversation at all.
We did a lot of the heavy lifting on that one.
Oh, that was a turnover, if I ever saw one. Oh, and you didn't track back on that turnover.
Yeah, boy, it led to a counter. So, so hopefully he fares a lot better.
Yeah.
Than Mustache Man.
Mustache Man.
That's a new name now. We should all talk about. There's a new shirt. This.
Yeah, this is not very good. Actually, this is probably very gully.
It's very gully.
But I don't think it's not Cooligans approved.
That's right. Yeah, it has to go through some.
Even though it really has nothing to do with, like, all of it. I don't know. All right, go ahead.
I'm saying, it's just like, it is, I understand it, but
it. Let's talk about it. Philly released a shirt. Philadelphia Union officially released a shirt.
Yeah.
And it says,
They use a certain large amount of TAM for these for these shirts.
I mean, they got to do some with all that money. You know, they're not buying players. At least not players that are going to stick around. But they have a shirt, and it's, you know, the I heart NY. They replaced the heart with a skull with a snake going through it. And on the forehead of the skull, it says H8. In other words, hate. I hate New York.
Yeah.
Which, it just, look, I'm all for this, but also, wow. Doesn't that seem mad harsh?
Look, that's what it does seem. It seems a bit harsh, and it's also, we can understand that there's a humorous element to it, right?
Is there? I mean, it's just straight.
It's just straight hate speech.
Yeah,
you know?
It's just, fuck that. It's eventually what it says. I mean, look, it's. I don't mind it because I like the fact that fan base, or not fan base, that teams are. Dude, you know, LA Galaxy got in trouble a year ago for a shooting star meme.
Yeah.
And now we've gone.
And this is cool.
All the way to just being like, tell them they suck on a shirt. Official MLS merch.
Get it on MLSsoccer.com.
Yeah. I mean, unless H8 has something to do with a player on the team or something.
No. That's the universal. That number and letter for hate, you know?
Yeah. Oh, no, I get it.
H-A-T-E on a shirt. It doesn't sound as cool, but the rhetoric is exactly the same.
Yeah. I mean, still a dog whistle.
To me, this shirt is, look, it's not equivalent of the, what was that company that had the young black baby with the coolest monkey in the jungle.
Yeah, which, by the way, someone just dropped a mixtape called "The Coolest Monkey in the Jungle," which is hilarious. But that was H&M.
H&M. So it's not.
Which is what we're saying. We're saying when we see that.
So it's not that, but it's like one of those things where they should. Be
oh, hold on, little. Real quick before we continue. H&M for all the big guys like me. It's a store we don't go into. They sell hats.
Socks. Yeah, you've barely heard of this. Show.
We've never heard of it. It's not on our. It's not on our repertoire. It's not in the malls we go to. It's not the websites we go to.
You walk by the store, you're like, why are these? What is this, like a thin people factory? What is that? Oh, that seems awful.
Also, all these mannequins look really hungry. Well, anyway, it turns out they're racist, so I'm glad we don't shop there.
But it was like that. It made me think like, they should have like done a little bit more quality control before they put this one out.
Doesn't anyone, including the designer of it, go like, hey, this seems... a bit much. And I think the reason why we're reacting this way is not because it's a bad shirt or we think it's like
it looks cool.
It looks cool. If you're a Philly fan, that's probably what you want. But to be honest, this seems very either anti what normally MLS does, or maybe this is the new MLS.
Okay, yeah.
MLS comes back from college with the collar pop. It's not taking no shit from dad anymore.
MLS has a tramp stamp. MLS will let mom see it. It doesn't even care.
No, dad, I don't smoke Virginia Slims. I smoke Kools, dad.
Oh, you goddamn virgin.
Nerds.
No, that's kind of its issue. Where, like, it took us, it left us mouth agape, right? We're just like, okay, this is a new direction that we're not used to.
This is a whole new.
And look, it's
your significant other comes home with a crazy new haircut, and you're like, look, I'm cool with it. I'm just not going to tell you I'm not shocked. You know what I mean?
Look, and there's a lot of in other sports. You know, like how many I see. Some like there's a shirt by like a sports store in my neighborhood, and the shirt that they have outside says Choke, and it's the Coke logo, and it's like it's the favorite soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Beautiful,
lovely, and it's like a novelty thing. It's very silly. Yeah. But it's also
gimmicky,
also being sold at a sports memorabilia store in Brooklyn.
Like a $5 shirt. It's not on NFL.com. You know, like,
so that's why it's a bit of a surprise, because obviously somebody's gonna dislike it. And look, we're in New York and we support a New York team.
Yeah,
I'm not.
And clearly, it's not for us, because it would say I hate NYC. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's just. But the tweet was put out as like the pack of
and they spelled out hate. They were like, get the hate NYC and NY pack.
The ticket pack, where it's like against both New York teams.
Right.
And wear this and you get this shirt and all this stuff. So that is like it's like a weird way to have that rivalry.
Yeah.
Because it's like, maybe for Philly and the Rebels, it kind of makes more sense. Look, I get that they're just trying to sell some tickets and people were interested in the game.
It's just a little shocking.
It's like hate. Why use the word? It's the word hate. That's really.
You know what it is? It's that if the fans would have made the shirt, totally understood.
Yes.
You know, like when I was in college, our mascot was the Peacocks, which is worse. But if you're creative enough, you realize the word cock is in there. So what we did is for our baseball team, we made a shirt, which I was not on the baseball team. I don't want anyone to think I'm lying. I was nowhere near it. But some of us came up with this idea for a shirt, which is these cocks are coming for you. And of course, coming was spelled also very creatively. We laughed and laughed and laughed. We went to a Jesuit college, and those fathers or those padres did not laugh at all. And they got mad at us for selling those shirts, right?
Yeah.
So, which makes sense. Imagine they were like, great idea, we'll put it on the school website. It's like, wow.
Wow, they're really on board.
Yeah, also, we don't think it's a good idea anymore. This is not how we want to be seen.
Yeah, it was like rebellious and cool, but now that it's on the site, on the school website, it kind of changes everything.
It's like your dad using fleek. You're like, all right, well, that's what killed that word right there.
Yeah, so look, the only issue.
Pleated pants, gulliest shirt, doing a dab. You're like, and dab is dead.
From a marketing perspective, to me, it just feels like there's a different angle, and there's a more clever way to do this, you know? Like, honestly,
is there? I mean, look, here's the thing though. We've always talked about how we want the MLS to be, or just how we want MLS. I know some fans have told us they cringe every time they hear that. Sorry. We want MLS to be like more adventurous and more like try some new things. Come on, get a little drunk before we go into the other room. But we want them to get more like with it, right?
Yeah.
And they do tend to be a little stodgy.
This is the response to even like all the jokes we make about the Philadelphia Union.
Yeah.
Because I had retweeted the shirt being like, was it something we said?
Yeah.
But it seemed directed at us, right?
Yeah, right. I mean, we went hard at them.
You got to fight back, right? And like, I think this is like, this is one of those moves of, you know, the new season is starting. You know, it's your first day in prison.
Right,
you gotta punch the
knock out the biggest dude
you see.
Yeah,
all right. So they're running the Eastern Conference, right? Yeah. So you gotta fight these dudes, right?
I mean, but they just came out with a shank, and you're like, you just got here.
So maybe I don't know. Maybe more teams will do stuff like this. When I saw it, I'm like, oh, well, what would be like the clapback of this? And it's like to me, I was thinking like. Like I hate Philly, but then the PH, maybe the PHI could be some way the letters formed to show like Villa kicking the ball over on Jake Blake.
Or we don't care about you, or it's like we don't like Philly because we don't like lower league soccer. Now I know that's a long one.
Long, but it's like clever.
Yeah. Good luck in USL.
Look, we're trying to have a good time. All I'm saying is Philadelphia Union.
We're having fun here.
Hire us to write the things on your shirts.
You're welcome. All right? It's like a sandwich board. A good one's going to get you business. A bad one, oh boy, it's going to do the opposite.
So, yeah.
Did I bring it back to food? Yes, I did.
So, hopefully, We'll see how those sell. I would love to see if you own one of these shirts, please. Like,
what do you want? Tag us in it?
Tag us in it.
I don't know why.
It might be funny. Just
I would love to see someone actually wear this shirt.
Just walking through New York. Just with I Hate New York shirt.
What are you going to do when you play L.A.? Like, sun sucks? Yeah, what are you going to do? Oh, get the new L.A. package.
F. Kale.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cannot stand it.
Suck a dick, quinoa.
So.
Which, by the way, might be our new shirt. Suck a dick, quinoa might be the next
honestly,
on the Volley Apparel
collab. If you say it very quickly, it sounds like some Liberian player's name.
Yeah. Oh, we just purchased suck a dick, quinoa. And very good.
Very talented player.
Scored a lot of goals for Balzanspor in Turkey.
So let's talk about this before we get into our second segment. We'll cover some of the – we saw some of the preseason games, and we'll talk about CCL a little bit. Las Vegas. The Las Vegas Lights.
Making a push for gulliest team of the year.
The Las Vegas Lights are a new team that started in the USL. Yeah. Right? And they're playing in Las Vegas. And a lot of people are excited because there's a lot of soccer fans.
Kind of a disgusting jersey.
In Vegas. Oh, okay. So we can talk about that.
Yeah.
Which
is why I brought it up.
There was a big reveal over this kit. So when you have the name Las Vegas Lights.
You can't do it small.
Well, you can't do it small. Also, it was a little bit of a groaner, you know, when they revealed what the name was going to be.
Las Vegas Lights FC.
It was like a fan vote, I think.
I don't think it was a fan vote, but there was a lot of anticipation for the name.
Sure.
There was a big reveal where they were like, ta-da, and they like pulled the, like, you know, a thing.
Las Vegas. And also, because, I mean, when I think of Las Vegas, I don't immediately think of lights, but like... I mean,
yeah, you should. It's in the middle of the desert. I mean, yeah.
But it's a weird name for a team, the Las Vegas Lights, you know?
So you have the two camps. You have some that wanted, like, Las Vegas Football Club or, you know, FC LV. And then you have other people that were like, what about the, like, Las Vegas Wombats, you know, sure. That's stupid. Or the Rattlers, you know?
The word lights itself as a team seems a little strange.
It does. But here's the thing, like, the
light can be refracted very easily. It sounds like a very weak name.
Oh, let's get them glasses to push up from the middle of the bridge, folks.
But it is very fast.
Ah. Uh-huh.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. They have their own years, which is very impressive. I think if you're going to start a team, especially a lower division team in Las Vegas, you have to do something like call it lights and make it like neon-y logo. Yeah. Everything about it fits.
The kit is very much that.
As disgusting as it looks, and I just don't like the way the lights move on it. They could have been much more modern. In Aria, right? In Aria, the company that does Providence FC's kits every once in a while. I know Providence FC has like 38 kits. I don't know how they're doing this. Are they even a team? I've never seen them. I've never seen a picture of the team. But...
The Providence?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know it's really a team. I'm just joking around. I've seen like so many kids. How many seasons have they been around? There's so many goddamn kids. But the people who did that, they're in Aria, whatever that company name is, they need to have done Las Vegas Lights FC because they do a much better job with their kids, much more modern, much more crisper look, even though they're crazy. But also, the uglier it got, the more I'm like, it fits Las Vegas. There's nothing. Las Vegas should be like gaudy and cheesy and way overdone. It's Dolly Parton's boobs. You know what I mean? It's like, it seems like it's too much, but also it makes sense.
It is a bad, I'm looking at it now. It's a bad kit, man.
It's not a good kit.
I mean, we gotta be.
But then, you know, you lift it up and there's the smiley face underneath it. So when you wear it over your head, I mean, come on.
It's
a no and a yes at the same time.
Hella corny. That's
so corny.
And they've embraced that. They're not. Yeah. They're not shying away from.
It has like a what's the what are those toys? They're like the trucks that kids get when they're young, and it's like really
Tonka trucks.
Kind of. They're like really cheesy. They don't look like trucks. But like it's like your first truck ever. You're supposed to get like maybe it is Tonka. It kind of feels like that. You know what I mean? Like. It's a cartoonish version of a soccer jersey.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like the on the sale rack at Walmart. It's just like, you know, whatever's in there is like that's how they represent soccer. But they did have they have been hosting matches against MLS sides.
Yes,
and they had a great game against Vancouver.
I heard.
So Vancouver ended up winning this game.
Was this the Davies goal?
Yes.
Okay.
So Vancouver ended up winning this game 3-2, even with they were up, I believe. I don't know if they were up 2-0, but they, the Las Vegas Lights, which still feels weird to say, they had. Their first goal was from Calderon, something like that. He scored.
Diego Calderon scored a goal.
Bam. Ba-bam, bam, bam.
It's the same beat every song.
Mi Dominique? Anyway, all right. But he scored
look
a goal.
Look it up if you guys don't know what it is.
He scored.
Jay Riddle, look it up.
He scored a goal. He scored the first ever goal. But they were down a man. They got one of their players got red carded. But so no one knew exactly what to expect of the team. And then, you know, it was, everybody played on Vancouver. It was, Kai Kamara was playing and.
Oh, yeah, that was their first team.
It was like the Davies and all. They were great goals, but they scored two and they made a game out of it.
Like if I was an MLS coach and I was going against the lower division team, I'd always put in like one teenager and just be like, well, blame him if it all goes to shit. Of course we lost. We put Steve in and the poor kid's just sitting there.
But this is basically what happened. The reason why this was interesting, not the game itself was exciting.
Yeah.
A lot of the Vegas fans showed up and were really supportive. So hopefully.
And by the way, you thought that jersey was ugly just standing there. Imagine it moving around a field. Oh boy. It was a sight to be seen.
But the reason this match was popular and kind of was a hit on Twitter.
And became a part of the Gully Hall of Fame.
Was because of their coach.
Yeah.
The coach for.
Chelis, who. I don't know if you didn't watch the back when Chivas USA was a member.
No, I did not watch.
He has like MLS. There were such weird stories about him. Like he would make all the players wear masks during training, or he would make them play with
little S&M, 50 Shades Free kind of thing,
or luchador shit. I don't know. He like made them play with like beach balls instead of play soccer once, or he like surprised them all and took them bowling. And like I think whoever had like the lowest score like had to go in goal the next training. It's like he's like a weird guy. He's like a very eccentric manager.
Just a cool soccer Chuck E. Cheese trip.
He's like the stepdad who's trying to be like, I'm not your dad, man.
But I just when you go to your dad, you're gonna be like, how come you can't be more like my stepdad?
Yeah, Chelis, he's pretty cool. He's on the roof smoking cigarettes right now.
So that's why it was a big deal because he. Was coaching the match, and so this is a timeline of kind of what happened, and this was from Jason Foster on Twitter at @JogaBonito_USA, and this is the timeline that he wrote. So Lights FC captain Marcelo Alatorre sent off for elbowing Davies in the head.
Daivio.
Next up, Kai Kamara almost gets in a fight with Alatorre. Chelis confronts. The Whitecaps assistant Martin Pert. Chelis confronts head coach Carl Robinson. Then Chelis and Pert sent off. So obviously, when you're sent off in most matches, like you have to sit. Like
is Las Vegas Lights FC in the Brazilian league?
First, they won. Okay,
they won. You did everything.
Preseason,
but,
by the way.
Yeah, you did everything but shank someone. You're elbowing dudes. The coach is like, "Yo, I'm gonna fight everybody. You get the players. I'll get the guys over here."
Yeah, it's like starting a team's first game in the league and being like, "This team will not be disrespected. We have a bright and beautiful history that shall not be ignored by these referees."
Yeah, we will start. With vengeance on everyone who's ever said anything bad about our jersey.
So look, they're getting off on they're not, again. This is another like prison first day. Yeah. You gotta do what you gotta do.
You
right?
gotta do. You gotta take out Davies.
Otherwise, you're gonna be holding somebody's back pocket for the rest.
Nah, son. You don't want to be worth only a couple cigarettes. You gotta take somebody out. Get that extra pudding.
So speaking of cigarettes, right? Well, we see all the time, and I've seen this. This doesn't really happen in MLS very often, where I've seen coaches being sent off. It happens.
Happens.
It happened. Like I've seen it a couple times. Like I think this happened.
Bangers. It happened a bunch of times.
But in Major League Soccer, Patrick Vieira, I know this happened to him, but this was after the game. He got like sent. He got a red card like after the match,
they
and he
found
missed.
Him at home.
They sent the
buddy,
UPS.
You didn't flush the toilet? Come on, huh?
You're missing the next
one. Come
match.
On, get out of here.
So.
If it's yellow, leave it mellow.
You don't really see this too often in American soccer, right? So he gets sent off, and in the Premier League, this happens to Jose Mourinho like every 2 weeks, right?
Right.
He's not. They don't send him to the locker room. You have to just go in the box.
You essentially can't be a part of where the teams are, but you're allowed to sit in the front row.
Yeah. So you see that, and there's usually a space for them that's fairly far where they can't actually communicate with.
I don't know. Wenger's sat right next to next to Wilshere. You know what I mean? He doesn't sit where the racing seats are.
Yeah.
But he sits. But it's it's not like any fan could sit in those seats.
Exactly.
It's
at Old Trafford, I know there's a couple seats back, and Mourinho, it's reserved for him just in case, right? But this was weird because the Chelsea he got sent off, and then he sits with the supporters.
With the supporters. And he doesn't just sit with the supporters. The dude lights up a stogie. He hits himself. Yo, can I borrow Lucy?
Who got light?
He lights up a cigarette, and then smoking a cigarette, just starts yelling to the players what to do.
Yeah, which is amazing.
Which, by the way, that should be what every coach has to do if they get a red card. Every coach should have to sit with the supporters, yet still get to yell what they're doing.
Oh, I thought you were going
to
say, if you get, if you're a coach and you get sent off, you have to smoke the whole box of cigarettes.
Yeah, just got one in between each finger.
Yeah, that'll teach you.
Yeah, this is tough, but calming.
But it's a great, the footage is great. Seeing an old man in the supporter section sitting down, just frustrated.
Yeah.
And but also getting up to yell orders.
I love every second.
There's no way
this.
That's allowed, right? I mean, he can't do that.
What are you going to do? Fine him? He's going to go fight you just like he fought everyone else. I love every second of it. Tell me that's not the best thing you've heard so far.
It was fun. And and it's the kind of character that we want from American soccer.
Oh, my God.
If he can bring that, more of this, please, sir. Just why wait to get sent off? Just smoke right there on the sidelines.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you doing?
Clearly, it's illegal to do in the stadium, but you decided to
it's
do wherever
Vegas.
You want.
The smoking laws are very different.
Yeah. I'm surprised he didn't play a slot machine while he was out there.
Also, that thing crossed my mind. I'm like, are you even allowed to smoke in the state? Can other people smoke in the stadium?
No, I think they were just we can't kick him out.
What great footage.
If you kicked him out of the stadium, he'd stand outside the stadium smoking a cigarette, yelling over the stadium walls what to do.
And it's a 6,000-seat stadium. They will hear you. You know, it's a fairly small.
Yeah. Do they have a sponsor on the front of their shirt?
Zappos.
Zappos is in Vegas. It's based in Las Vegas. I was going to say, they should have a Marlboro. Come on now. Think of the, I think it's illegal for them to sponsor a sports team. But apparently this guy doesn't care about the rules.
Yeah. My kids need to see this brand.
You got to smoke those awesome Camel cigarettes, kids.
Look, Joe Camel on a kit.
Oh, buddy.
I think it works.
It sells itself. Come on. Collect Joe Camel points and you get free tickets to the games.
Come on, kids. It's a good company to support.
I know this killed your grandparents, but come on.
So.
By the way, I just want to say that, you have to take your health seriously here at the Hackensack Meridian Health Stage 17. Yes, you don't want to joke around about emphysema or any of those things. Please get yourself checked over at the Hackensack Meridian Health Stage 17.
Very much so.
Let's go to the next slide. And there it is.
So let's wrap this segment up. We're going to go to the second segment and talk a little bit about some of the matches that are coming up. It's weird to get prepped and get hyped up about Major League Soccer with Champions League. You know, it's a Champions League preseason.
Yeah.
to Major League Soccer.
By the way, nothing better than showing up in preseason. Also, these games count right away.
Immediately.
Yeah. Please help us make money in this competition.
Everything's on the line.
Yeah, yeah.
But also, be chill about it because MLS is coming up. So, get ready.
I know you were just on a hammock a week ago, but right now, this everything is important.
Oh, boy. Well,
so nervous it makes you want to smoke a cigarette in the stands.
So we'll talk about all that stuff right after this.
Yeah, baby. Thank you for listening to the Cooligans so far. We just want to bring up with a little message from our sponsor, Mike's Hot Honey.
Just you listen to a soccer podcast and you get the lowdown on the most delicious condiments to put on your food.
This is it. Listen, you're listening to the Cooligans. Who else is bringing you condiment-based commercials? Nobody else. If you want to know how good it is, just look at our Twitter stream. We've got people letting us know it's good on pizza. It's good on oatmeal, apparently.
That was a shock.
I'm never going to try that. So thank you for letting us know. I was never going to do that.
I just had it on a burrito, and it was delicious.
Get out of town. What was in the burrito?
Steak.
Oh, my God. And did you bite a hole in the middle so you could pour the honey directly into it?
No, I did not.
He harmonicas burritos. Don't listen to him. Go back to the fourth episode ever of this podcast. It is atrocious. But what you need to know is we're not just big fans of Mike's Hot Honey. Our fans aren't just big fans of Mike's Hot Honey. You know who is? A little soccer player by the name of Tommy McNamara.
Oh, yeah. Heard of that guy?
Tommy Mac. We took him out to go eat pizza. Check out the video on our YouTube channel. He loved Mike's Hot Honey. And if you watch that video, you will find out exactly what we're about to tell you, which is if you use the phrase Hot Cooligans on mikeshothoney.com, you're not going to get 20% off just like a quick bottle of honey. No. You're going to get it off your entire order.
Do it. 20% off all that honey. Honey. Honey,
I got some on my pizza. And they just dropped some dope merch, which is really cool. Some dope sweatshirts. You got to check it out. Mike's Hot Honey, they got it in so many sizes. If I were you, I would get it the biggest size because you were going to feel terrible the moment you run out. Go use Hot Cooligans. Get yourself 20% off your entire order. Makes a great gift for yourself or for someone you love, especially if you love yourself.
It almost sounds like you're trying to convince yourself that you love yourself.
Oh, pour it on your significant other's private parts. Mike's Hot Honey. Yeah, baby, we're back.
We are back. And like we said, TCL begins. We don't know what the result is of...
You know already.
Yeah. So we sound ridiculous already.
So we sound stupid. Let's just do both. Congratulations to Toronto for winning that first match.
Yeah. That's the only one today. Tuesday.
Why don't you congratulate the other team just in case?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, congratulations, Colorado. Nobody thought you could do it.
Hey, nobody.
But you did it. And you defeated a very dominant... MLS side that won the MLS Cup.
Let's just cover all bases. And also, hey, we're looking forward to the rescheduling of the match because of the frostbite all the players have. So to the fans that went out there, salute to you guys.
Yeah, hopefully Josie gets that toe back. Because he cannot feel it, and it's also on the ground.
Also, we knew you guys were going to draw. So congratulations on the draw. Hard-fought match. Lots of highlights. Can't wait for the second leg.
Exactly. So a couple... A match. Oh, we should say that. I should say this. I'm going to a CCL match.
Yeah,
in Dominican Republic.
I'm not.
Alexis is not. We were talking possibly about both going.
Yeah, we tried that. I have a lot of road stuff coming up. So a little bit of traveling coming up. So I wasn't able to finagle it, but. I'm so excited for you. You're getting to go back to your homeland.
My homeland, yes.
Which, cross fingers that Trump doesn't hear and not let you back in, huh?
Well, good thing we're not talking about it on a radio show.
Yeah.
So
I know you are a citizen, but apparently that doesn't matter anymore.
No, rules died, November 8th, 2016.
But you're going... to La República Dominicana.
Yeah, I'm excited. So I'm going to go to the game, Cibao FC against Chivas Guadalajara.
Are you going
to
do anything like super Dominican while you're down there besides go see a soccer game?
What does that mean, super Dominican?
I don't know. Go visit your family, eat some plátanos, vacations out of your country.
Visiting your family members is an exclusive Dominican thing.
That was just a vehicle for me to say kicking Haitians out of your country.
No, we're not.
You're not going to partake?
I'm not going to participate in that. I don't know if they're kicking Haitians out currently. I don't know if that's the thing that they're doing now.
I would not Google it if I were you.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not denying that it's very, very bad to be Haitian.
What about, are you going
to
rub a little bleach on Sammy Sosa?
Yeah. Everybody
gets a chance.
Everybody gets a chance. He's right at the airport once you land. You do it for good luck.
Yeah. It's like the Apollo stump.
Yes. Cibao FC was a Dominican team. This is the first time a Dominican team has been in any
Champions League. Played soccer. Never mind.
The team is actually I think only like 5 or 6 years old. And they have...
The league is very young.
The league is very young. And they have I think the coaches is Spanish.
Yeah.
And
a lot of Spaniards involved in the
Spaniards
coaching.
Involved in the team and everything like that. So it should be exciting. There's literally no. I'm just trying to see how much they're gonna lose by, because
I'm really interested.
Chivas is Chivas, right?
You're gonna do a little video for us about the whole experience. That's gonna be awesome. I'm really interested to see, like, interview some of the fans, just see what that experience is like. A lot of like selfie firsthand.
Yeah, I'm gonna see. I mean, so I'm going with my girlfriend.
Yeah,
and she's,
have her hold the camera.
Have her, but I mean, she's never. She's been to Dominican Republic before, but she's been to like Punta Cana and like a resort.
She's been to the white people spots.
She's been to the safe spaces of Dominican Republic.
You're bringing her to the gully part of the Dominican Republic.
So, and this is going to be exciting for me specifically because I've never experienced soccer in the Dominican Republic. I don't know what to expect.
This is a big deal. This is why I wanted to go.
It's all baseball. I mean, that's all it is.
Yeah. It's like going to a hot dog joint and ordering chocolate ice cream. That's essentially what this experience is going to be like.
I mean, I feel like they might serve chocolate ice cream at a...
No, I have a very specific date I took my wife on where she upset me early on in my head. For everyone who knows, I took her to Rutt's Hut. She ordered chocolate ice cream. And the lady's like, I don't think we have that. She's like, it's on the wall in your menu. She's like, let me go find some. And it came over like completely crystallized. I'm like, baby girl, that's been in there for 13 years. Don't eat that.
Wow, she's going to be upset that you talked about that.
Yeah. Inside joke. Speaking of inside baseball. Inside baseball.
I don't know. I don't know exactly what to expect because I'm visiting family. I'm going to tell them, like, yeah, I'm going to go to
what is your
game.
Family's reaction going to be? Like, so you're going back? You're going back to New York?
What? They don't do that here.
You're starting a league?
They're going to be baffled.
I think they're going to be offended.
Maybe. I don't know. But it should be.
You got it. Please, I hope they make a double XL jersey.
I'm going to see. I mean, there's no double XL Dominican, so I don't know if they're going
to. All right. Big Poppy gets to have a jersey. I get to have a jersey.
So the
Manny Ramirez post-steroids with that big-ass head needed a double XL just to get it over that head.
I think it's going to be a very unique experience. The stadium itself is, like, I think only, like, 5,000 people that are seats. And
is it a soccer-specific stadium?
Yeah.
Oh, it's wow. Cibao FC. Yeah. NYCFC catch
up. I think Columbus Crew are going to move over there. Take you got a soccer-specific stadium where? All right.
Cristobal Columbus.
So I think I'm excited about the experience and listen to the show next week. I'm going to still be in Dominican Republic. I'll probably call in or
something. Yeah, we're going to do it like probably over the phone.
Yeah, but I'll let you guys know what the experience is like and expect a video.
I can't wait.
A little vlog style.
I really wish I was going.
A little Platano vlog.
Yeah.
It's going to be exciting. So there's other matches as well. Let's talk about the
MLS. You got to promise me to get me one of those orange jerseys, though. Double X.
If I can find it in the big and tall store.
Really?
I will do
Why
my
Why don't
best.
They just have big stores? You know, some of us aren't also tall. I don't need a shirt to be 38 inches long. I need it to be 30 inches around.
Let's talk about the Major League Soccer teams that are involved. And so so Colorado against Toronto. Those are the only two MLS teams that are playing against each other.
Yeah.
In the round of 16. And then we have Seattle against what's their name? Santa Tecla, which I believe is Costa Rican. Am I crazy? Or Honduran? That game is on.
Your guess is as good as mine.
That game is on Thursday. The Wednesday match, the match today is also watch these games. They're on, they're going to be on UnivisionDeportes.com, and I think they're going to be on like Unimas or Univision or something like that. They'll be available. Usually they stream them on MLS, usually streams them on the, or at least provides a link on the Facebook page. So watch these games. I mean, especially if you're, you know, your team is not, you know, obviously, even if they're not involved, but like you got it. This is a good litmus test to see where Major League Soccer is compared to the rest of CONCACAF. And we talked, you know, we didn't have Champions League last year because they took that break to change the format. So look, we mentioned it 2 years ago, like, watch these games. I know it's difficult to like, everybody's focused on their own team, but this is the time to like to support the league and support its growth. So it's important to do that. Dauro FC against FC Dallas, and
so two bulls going after each other.
the Hook'em Horns. Yeah. And Olympia, which is Honduran against the Red Bulls. So those are the four.
Olympia is also, I love their logo. Have you ever seen their logo? It's like a lion on like
I never paid attention to it. I'm sure
their badge is so dope. Go get me one of those jerseys too.
Yeah, I'm gonna go to Honduras and just
come on,
and just do that.
Most there, dangerous country in
South. Any particular matches you're interested in or excited about?
I'm most excited, I think, for Cibao FC just because we've talked about it so much.
Yeah,
and also like I know it already happened and we congratulated everyone that possible, but I'm also interested in just seeing how Toronto FC and Colorado look, just because. Toronto FC, is there going to be sort of that little bit of a sophomore slump after winning, you know, the MLS Cup or the treble? Is Colorado going to be any better this year?
They were absolutely awful.
They were awful, but they have a new coach, and you know they're talking about it was a New Zealand's old head coach or a manager, and he's talking about like really advanced, and he studies Bielsa a lot, which
okay,
I know, right?
That's Alexis's trigger word.
Here we go, as Sampaoli. But he's trying to play that way. Look, if you've ever watched New Zealand play, they've never once played that way in their life. So where is he coming up with this now?
Yeah.
And what makes you think you can do it now? But I am, you know, kind of excited to see what can potentially happen.
Yeah, he also brought in Colorado has a couple British dudes from the championship. It was the guy from the Wolves that he just got. I forgot his name. But
is this the guy that scored like 16 goals since like 2009 and like Matt Doyle dragged on the internet? He was like, oh great, I can't believe we just got a 30 something championship player who scores 5 goals a year. Also, by the way, Matt Doyle gets an official goalie of the week because he keeps using my guy.
Oh yeah,
buddy. He's, I mean,
he's adapting very
he
well.
He is way back in New York. He said that while basically like buying a chopped cheese. He's like, yo, my guy.
I think for whatever reason, like that match itself is not the most intriguing to me. I think the Rebel game against Olympia.
Did you want to see Kaku?
To see what they're going to look like.
I mean, do you think they're going to start Kaku? He's in form. Because he was just playing.
He was just playing, yeah. All I've seen is like the highlights that the Red Bulls have put. I love
those. God, one soccer fan like Jazz.
I mean, I was tripping on E the entire time, and I was enjoying this.
All of a sudden, somebody hit a foam button in my apartment. I was covered in foam. My wife is DJing, not doing anything up there. I mean, it was just... too much.
I'm doing coke off my girl's cleavage. I don't know what's going on. I'm just watching highlights.
Buddy, it's a party. you gotta get yourself some soccer YouTube highlights.
But yeah, it's good to see the teams. It's weird since we had that gap. It's not like the teams that are representing the Champions League are not the teams that were like in form or played well last season. It's just like it's like 2016. I don't even remember what
Chivas USA is in this. It's gonna be very difficult for them.
Know, but Seattle. I would like to see at least a from each side of the round of 16. It'd be cool if a Major League Soccer team got to the semifinals.
At
the
very least,
which happened in the last Champions League where Vancouver was there and FC Dallas. And it's nice to just put that hope in there, just because how cool would it be again if we finally see a Major League Soccer team at the Club World Cup.
Oh my God!
Which is gonna be at the Arab Emirates, United Arab Emirates. So I mean, hopefully it's not in the summer when they
Welcome to the way above the temperature your body can handle FIFA Club World
Cup. You think MLS summers are tough? try a fun little match against Real Madrid in Dubai.
Outside. I'm very impressed that, you know, the new jerseys, the new jerseys also include a complete tent to cover you.
It's like those rocker, the knocker ball.
Yeah.
That's how the games are going to be played.
You're going to need it.
There's going to be an air conditioner inside each, not even air conditioner, just a little spinny fans.
But only that startup as you run, space the momentum.
So the players don't pass out.
It's like a UPS truck.
It's really kind of that. Again, watch these games. They're going to be going on all this week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. There's usually two matches outside of Tuesday, which, again, you've already seen that match. But there's usually two matches each day.
Yeah.
So, look, MLS is not here yet, but get your soccer fix and then support these Major League Soccer teams. And we'll see. You know, it's a fun story. It feels like March Madness a little bit, like
very much so.
Seeing the Cinderella story.
Oh, Cinderella story. Yeah.
It, so it'd be nice to see, even though if Toronto FC went to
imagine MLS swept. just imagine it was all MLS.
Destroy Club America. Yeah. Like, wow, I never heard of you, Club America.
Yo, son.
Chivas, what?
Don't nobody know about
you. Cibao FC's taking this.
I can't believe 100,000 people show up to watch you play.
So let's talk about a little bit about the preseason for Major League Soccer. It's difficult. It's weird because the games are not really aired anywhere, and there's like a
and there's no real schedule. It's like they do it whenever the fuck they want.
It's just like yo, meet me. They do a meetup group to announce.
Yeah. I mean, we can play pickup that day, but I gotta go see my mom. So like, why don't we play?
So it's I think the thing that's frustrating for a lot of fans, and this happens with NYCFC, where the games are not always streamed. Right or some, but some ahead of time they'll tell the fans that it's like a closed door match,
$1,000 right? event sometimes.
No, that's something else. It's a charity, whatever.
They still did it,
which is fine. If you're gonna raise money for a charity, you need people to pay to.
All right, but don't stop the other fans from being able to watch it. Which in the end they decided not to, so that was kind of cool.
Okay, anyway, so
if you don't know what we're talking about, NYCFC did like a little event. It was like very expensive, but it was for charity.
Yeah,
and I think some of the fans community were upset that like either you paid for it and you got to see it. You could use your points, which I think a lot of the non-NYCFC fans didn't realize that.
Oh, okay.
You could use points that you collect for being a fan of the team and season ticket holders. So season ticket holders did get a chance to go for free. There was a chance. I mean, you would have spent a lot of your points. I think it was 1,500 points. The average person maybe has about 3,000, I'm assuming. Mm-hmm. So it was a big chunk of your points that you've, you know, collected because you go to games and, you know, you follow them on Twitter and stuff like that. And you buy season tickets, you get a big amount for that. But everyone else, there was like no way to stream it. So I think the one note I think was great was Kenny Cooper, who owns Ryan's daughter on the Upper East Side, shows a lot of the away matches.
Okay,
there.
Okay. Oh, you're talking about the game. You're talking about the
The event was for that game.
No. The city and the community event was a separate thing.
Was it? Yes. That's not the thing
This is not the thing that people were upset about.
No, I'm pretty sure this is the thing people are upset about.
I will explain everything.
All right. You tell me as if we're not talking into microphones.
So again, that charity, a whole separate thing. So ignore that.
That was that swanky bar meetup thingy.
Yes, that's another thing. So, but the preseason match, we're talking about soccer, not charities right now. So the game against Atlético San Luis, which is the second division side in Mexico.
Yes.
NYCFC scheduled a preseason game, right? They played last year. They did a preseason game in Mexico and they got demolished.
Yes.
And didn't go well. But so this time they're like, well, let's play a second division team.
Let's not let everyone see it. You know what I mean?
Unless very few people see it. Yeah. So they did
a viewing party.
A viewing party at a bar, and there was only this one bar that was going to show the game.
It's not a bar, it's like an event space. We went to it for the Mexico Jamaica game.
Oh, was it there?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Beautiful space.
So they were showing the match in only one spot. So everybody was, obviously, fans were like, hey, we want to support the team and we want to watch the game. Can we watch it somewhere else? And through it,
and they're
on Twitter, a lot of the fans got upset. And speaking of Ryan's
daughter,
and
some of the partner bars, what are they called?
Pub partners.
I figured it out.
what up, partner?
Yeah, what up, bar homie? some of the pub partners were like, hey, wait a minute. This is why we are pub partners, is to show these games.
Yeah, and you're effectively taking money out of their pocket, right?
Or their ability to be like, they want to make money supporting MLS.
And there's no reason to just exclusively have it in one place. Even if a lot of fans show up,
right?
That means that people are not going to be able to get in.
Yeah.
So there's no real reason to kind of, look, I understand that maybe that particular bar was like, yo, we're going to, I don't know, pay you to like stream the game only at this place exclusively, like have some, I don't know. I'm speculating.
We don't know. Yeah, we have no clue. In the end, they let other people stream it.
Which is good. And I got to watch it. And I don't know if you watched this game.
I did not.
NYCFC against Atlético San Luis. And immediately, as soon as this match begins, you're like, boy, this Mexican second division team looks very, very good. And again, NYCFC, not like a lot of teams, not in form preseason. Everybody's still
except
figuring.
Except for Columbus Crew. They seem to be. Columbus Crew, he seems to be in pretty good form.
We'll talk about that in a moment. But they did not look great against a team that looked just sharper, faster.
In midseason form, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So I'm not that worried.
Okay. It would be nice to they did not score a goal. Which is a bummer. But the last year when Andrea Pirlo went to the match to play in this preseason match, the Mexican fans went nuts.
Went ballistic.
Every time, I mean, literally people stormed the pitch to give Pirlo a hug. You know, he reacted very differently than Sergio Aguero.
Yeah. Did anyone argue with him about pizza? So you might not be remembered as well as I would.
I just imagine Andrea Pirlo telling stories on his FIFA World Cup tour as he's taking the trophy all across
the
world.
This one
Fatma.
Very gordo. I don't know if that's what you said in Italian.
I just can't get him out of my mind.
No, he's very right about pizza, and I'm very wrong. That's probably what he says on that tour.
But no, they did not look great. I think they lost 3-0 or 4-0. But the reason that this match was significant was because of an NYCFC Academy player, Justin Hack.
Yeah, which everyone calls Cavani because of the way he looks with the long hair.
So I don't know how maybe this happened. This started on social media in Mexico, and I don't know how this got this popular so quickly. I don't know how all the fans were so coordinated in this. Mm-hmm. But Justin Hack came on somewhere around the 80th minute.
Right. Defender, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, well, he's like a defensive mid.
Defensive mid, yeah.
And he, as soon as he lined up to about to sub into the game, I don't even know.
Everyone's chanting Cavani.
In this stadium, which is probably has about like 20,000 people.
Yeah.
They lose their mind. I mean, they're going crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, screaming. And to the point where I didn't understand what was going on.
You're like, kid, move out of the way. I think Pirlo's behind you.
I had no idea. Because I had heard about that he kind of looks like Cavani. Like somebody made a joke.
Yeah.
Maybe like a month ago. I just heard about this kid like a month ago.
Right.
And I'm watching the game, and I asked on Twitter, I'm like, what the hell's going on? Because I didn't remember that that's what it was. Nor did I think that that silly joke can lead to that kind of
fervor,
yeah. And that just like that kind of coordination.
Well, was there a joke?
The joke was that he looks like Cavani.
Did somebody originally post it on Twitter, and then everyone sort of attached to it? I think it just like, hey, he looks like Cavani, and someone else was like, yeah, he does, and that's how it started.
But the entire stadium was on board with the joke. It's like if
flyers.
Our fruit bowl joke is like, and then people start throwing like strawberries at Dax, and like everybody's on board.
Please, 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 Section 8, Nicole Hack, make this happen, please.
So, and Justin Hack and Nicole Hack are not related. They spell their
names. If they are, we would have already explored that. So, by the way, and by explore, I mean exploit.
I thought you said exploit.
I said explore, but I was like, no, we would have exploited it.
Words, you know, that's not why you listen to this show.
No, come on. If so, you stopped listening a long time ago.
But I did. Yeah, I was just absolutely surprised. And they did not quit. So anytime he got the ball, I mean, they started yelling, Cavani, Cavani. And he's a kid. He's like 16, 17
years old.
Yeah,
he's a child. I saw the interview afterward. He's like, hey, everybody, what's going on? Like, he's a child.
His voice, he hasn't even hit puberty yet, this kid. I was curious. I haven't really seen, I didn't see that interview, but I'm curious to see how he would feel. Because it's like,
I think somebody asked him about it.
It's a joke, but like, I don't know if he's being made fun of. He's not being made fun of.
No. I think he said it was like funny to him, but he's not a striker. So
damn, how much pressure can you, like when you touch the ball,
what's the pressure to miss goals in Paris? I mean, come on.
But it must do something for either your ego or your self-esteem. Like I can imagine, like I know that, look, I'm not a good soccer player.
Right.
That's very clear.
No, we all know.
But if every time I touch the ball, I'm incredibly nervous. I'm like, I don't know what to do. Yeah. I don't know what's going
on. Why did you pass this to me?
But if there was 20,000 people yelling anything while I touched the ball, specifically for me and me alone, I'd be a little in my head about it.
What's your middle name?
I don't have one.
What?
I don't. It's weird. I don't have one.
Your parents aren't religious? You didn't get baptized?
I got baptized.
What was the middle name they gave you?
Javier.
Javier. So, oh, hilarious. Super.
But I don't,
super
legally, I don't have a middle
name. Right. But imagine every time you touch the ball, suddenly everyone in the audience knew Javier. 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 And you'd be like, yeah, would, at least for a second, you'd be like,
oh, wait,
how'd they know that?
Is my mom talking about
I know. Was she sending out pictures? Yeah. Everyone's got photo of you.
Is my Sunday school teacher here?
You're the picture of you in the white suit holding the Bible with like the armband cross.
Can you send me that photo and we'll post it? I have mine. And we'll put them both side to side.
I got to ask my mom to send me that one.
Okay.
I
mean, well, that's going to be tough. You're going to be talking to your mom. You hate talking to your mom.
Oh, man. Did she tell you this? Javier? Is this what you're doing?
Oh, Latin moms. So.
Cuban guilt trip.
Yeah, I don't know. Look, as.
Great name for the Miami team. Cuban guilt trip. Guilt trip FC.
So, like last year against, you know, well, I don't know. It's not Liga MX. What's the other one? It's like Asensio.
Asensio, yeah.
So, I mean. What, as a fan, I'm watching, and I'm like, oh, I'm not excited about what this team is going
to
look like.
The prospects of the season, if we're losing this badly to this second tier.
Medina was there. You know, there were, sorry.
How did he look? How did Jesus Medina look?
He looked all right. I mean,
he's not a good sign.
I mean, I think I'm so used to Jack in that position, you know, right. And Jack played very confidently, even early on. Jack Harrison was like, he's comfortable on the ball and not only and he's athletic, he's fast, but he's like creative, and he was always able to create space.
Right.
And Medina doesn't look like that same type of player yet. So whatever. So I don't know exactly what to expect, but I think everybody's still kind of adjusting, like every preseason team. So we should talk about another team. A pair of teams that look very, very different, from one another.
Get in our category, Atlanta United FC.
The other one I saw, the Carolina Challenge Cup, which were two matches. So Columbus Crew against Atlanta United was the first one, and then Minnesota United against the Charleston Battery. Which the Battery did win that game 1-0. But this game, this is what I believe.
Nice to see Minnesota's back in their season form.
Hey, it's like the season never ended.
Come on, keep that train rolling. Oh, is it going backwards?
So, Atlanta and Columbus, great game. This was a really, really good match, especially, and it felt important.
Yeah, it felt like there was something on the line.
And especially since, you know, this was the team that knocked Atlanta out of the playoffs. Atlanta looked like, you know, they want to get some revenge, right? But Columbus was like, nah,
still
dog.
Got your number, dog.
Man, look, props to them. They look great.
Yeah.
Columbus looks amazing.
When growing up in Argentina, did most of the players for Atlanta United...
I think we're talking about like you grew up in Argentina.
No. All of a sudden.
Growing up in Argentina.
In Argentina. In the streets of Rosario. No, growing up in Argentina, most of the Atlanta United players, maybe there's a part of Argentinian culture that we don't know, and there's like scary, like, you know, figures or things that kids are told to like watch out for that are called DC United and Columbus Crew, because it seems like they cannot win again. There is such distinct fear when they walk up to those two teams.
Surprisingly, I thought Columbus Crew were going to have a tougher time, especially since Ola Kamara went to the Galaxy. And Jazzy Zardes in that team, I'm like, oh, they're going to have a tough time.
We don't even know what position he's going to play.
This guy doesn't know what he's going to do. Who knows what he's going to do, you know, for Columbus. Jazzy Zardes looks great.
He does look good.
We're all
eating our words.
What's interesting is look, they lost Merrim and they lost Kamara, and they look pretty comfortable. And Atlanta had everybody. Dude, they walked out on the pitch, and I'm like, yo, Atlanta is running. They're going to win. They're not even in the Champions League, and they're going to win this Champions League.
Just think of the confidence you had hearing all the names in Atlanta and then also hearing that Columbus Crew was starting Giassi's artist. Think of the flop of confidence there. Like, yo, honestly, Atlanta United sounds like a best 11.
Dude,
for the Argentinian league. It's like,
I'm looking at the lineup, and we got to see Barco.
Barco is electric on the ball, though, I will say.
Tito Villaba is not. He's injured. Didn't play. Escobar also didn't play. I think he's also injured. But
LGP was there. Nagby.
LGP, Nagby, Martinez, Admirón, Barco. I'm just like, dude, half the team already. I'm like already a little nervous.
Way more vowels than what's going on over at Columbus. Way more vowels.
But I think that was the first time I got to see Barco play.
Yeah.
Obviously, most expensive player in MLS history. You're gonna put the magnifying glass to the TV a little bit.
Oh yeah.
Also because he is very little.
But just to see him.
Very good. And interesting too. I was playing FIFA the other day, and someone picked Atlanta United, and they updated all the rosters.
Yeah, I haven't played yet. I heard the updated rosters.
And Barco is in the game. And one thing I noticed, and
what's his rating?
I don't remember.
Medina is 68.
I didn't pick the team, so I don't know what his rating is. But I did see he is fairly he's pretty small. He's like a Martinez style.
Yeah.
Player with his size, he's not as like strong, but that I think that was the first concern or like that adjustment because he's gonna get bullied,
yeah,
especially being
because he's a young child,
he's a target, yeah, it is abuse.
Remember, MLS players don't cross the line,
but he did look good, and I think it's a matter. There were a lot of concerns. I think more defensively, because I think defensively they don't know exactly what that's going to look. Parker, I don't think Parker's played, if I'm not mistaken. I don't remember. I could be wrong about that. But
it's also just preseason. I mean, yeah. These things happen. Teams have lost in like every match in preseason and won the MLS Cup.
But there were a lot of Atlanta United supporters that went out to the match and. You go out to a game like that and you just kind of want.
You just want to see potential.
Yeah, you want to see potential.
You also don't want to lose 4-0.
Which NYCFC did, but they lost 3-1. Amidon got a late goal. Atlanta, same thing. They hold on to the ball. They looked comfortable without a doubt.
Yeah.
But they just got beat by there was that chip goal from I forgot the guy's name. I'll look it up in a second, but. But Guzan got caught out. It was a counterattack. I didn't even like counterattack. It almost felt like the goal Landon Donovan scored against Algeria.
Algeria, right.
Started from Zach Steffen, a throw and a quick move. And it's a new player. I forgot his name. But chipped it over Guzan, who was caught sleeping. And that sort of, I think that was the takeaway from the match where the team looked offensively like it looks like they focused so much offensively,
right?
And defensively, it's like, oh, we're not there yet.
Yeah, I mean, we all know Tata's style is like that's not even important. Just score more than them, you know?
Okay.
So we'll see.
It was a good game though. I was impressed with how important the game seemed, especially for Atlanta United in year two. The expectations only higher, and with all the attention that they're getting and the fanfare. It's like it's going to get to a point, I think, early on in the season, if they don't have like a good start, where the fans are going to be like, yo, what's going on?
72,000 people going like, hey, come on, man. You know, that's kind of tough.
Yeah. And coordinated just like in Mexico.
What the fuck?
Because, I mean, they can't have a slow start.
No, they can't afford it.
They spent too much money. There's too much on the line. This is a World Cup year. All the players are like we gotta yeah. shine because there's that chance, especially several of the Atlanta United players have a chance to go to the World Cup.
Yeah, and supposedly, like, I know Tata only signed a 2-year contract. I don't know if he's re-signed, but you know, I'm sure he wants to do well.
Okay, yeah, I'm sure. Who knows? There was that rumor of Bocanegra possibly leaving
to be the vice president.
To go be the general manager.
General manager, that's right.
Because
vice president has to run. So get ready for that craziness again.
Another, we'll get Charles Bowman in here again.
Oh, baby.
But yeah, so what was I saying?
I don't know. You were talking about the guy who scored the goal in Columbus.
Carlos Bocanegra. I'm saying that he was that guy shut down.
Yeah.
That he was going to be the GM. And they said that he was one of the potential candidates. And apparently he... Shut that down, being he's committed to Atlanta United.
He's like, nah, man, I'm here.
Because they've already built this like amazing squad.
Yeah, he doesn't want to go leave that now and go work for U.S. soccer now.
I mean, it'd be a tough thing to leave. Easily the most popular club right now in Major League Soccer. Yeah, so it's like, what, are you going to ruin this for possibly a World Cup in 4 years?
Nah.
You won't even get to start working for like another 10 months.
Actually, you need to start working now.
So we'll see. So yeah.
Just get Cavani in there, baby.
Justin, do it. So that's it. Yeah. I got nothing else. You got anything else?
That was it. I'm just glad our fans have been buying the Mike's Hot Honey and that it's been going getting out to them. Mike's been on the road, but he's been very happy with sort of the fan reaction to it.
Yeah.
I eat the stuff all the time. It also tastes really good on hummus, by the way.
I might try that.
Yeah, it's really good. So go ahead. Use Hot Cooligans to get 20% off that. Buy the Gulliest shirt. There's not that many left. I mean, if they all get sold out, we'll do another order and we'll double it up so that more is available when the shirt officially launches. So continue doing that. But again, the earlier you buy it, the better, because you could still use Cooligans to get 20% off your order.
Get a discount. Why wait and not get a discount?
Could you imagine?
What are you, a maniac?
You're going to wait and then pay more? Makes no sense.
Makes no sense.
You're procrastinating.
Proud of you using that word.
See, and properly. I said it properly.
real quick, what'd you think of Fergie on the NBA All-Star game? National anthem.
It's like if you turn the music off during someone's karaoke set, you're like, oh. My favorite thing was everyone laughing at her.
It was a very interesting rendition.
Yeah.
I don't know.
My wife goes, it wasn't that bad. And I'm like, did you see it? She's like, I saw clips. And I played it and she's like, this is not
the
good.
Other thing. She
switched from like sultry jazzy singer to like trying to hit high pitches.
Somebody on Twitter, I don't know who it was, that I've never seen the national anthem sung in the tone of Happy Birthday, Mr. President.
Yeah.
Which is what it was.
Yeah.
It felt very, jazz, very cabaret.
Yeah, it was. It was very odd. My favorite tweet was Kaepernick got up and asked her to stop because what she was doing was offensive to the national anthem.
Very, very good.
Very funny. Very funny.
And there were a lot of MLSers at the NBA All-Star game. The Santos brothers, Carlos Vela, LAFC.
Yelling Save the Crew during the...
Save the Crew, Venger out. It was all in there.
They were yelling it all.
But it was cool to see that, and it made... seeing Fergie sing the national anthem, it's like, man, we need Fergie singing the national anthem at MLS Cup or the MLS All-Star game. We need to have a memorable and terrible anthem.
Great note. MLS, start thinking, who's a worse singer, but still plays off that they're a singer?
How about the Cooligans singing the national anthem?
And the home of that.
Yeah, can we do a trap version of this song? Oh, boy. All right. So that's it. That is the end of the show, everybody. Thank you again.
Thank you so much for listening,
supporting.
Before we go, 5-star reviews. We're getting really close to 100. It would mean so much to us. If you are listening and you have not done that yet, get yourself over to iTunes. If you are an Android user, thank you so much for taking the time out of living in the projects to listen to our podcast. But please go to iTunes, throw in 5 stars, leave us a little nice comment. How many are we at right now?
We're at 83.
83. Quest so one person did it last week. Thank you so much. But listen, if you're listening, we know there's more than 100 of you. We see the numbers. So it would be really, really awesome. It would help us out a ton.
Yes, there's 101.
Yeah. Thank you, Mom.
Get in there. I'll read one very quickly, the most recent one, which I really like. I'll read my favorite, my official favorite iTunes username. This was his.
He or she.
I don't know. No idea if it's a he or she. But said, refreshing presence in the soccer podscape, which I've never even heard the word podscape, which is pretty cool.
Very
but
nice.
From the username, no me jodas, iTunes.
My mom does listen.
Which is great. And if you don't speak Spanish, just look it up. It's just a fun thing to say. Most recent review from Our House, The Axiom, says, right when I felt like I had enough soccer podcasts, I start listening to you guys, and now I have one more. Great show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Our House, The Axioms. I appreciate that very much. So do that.
And if you haven't done it, no me jodas. Go ahead and do it.
iTunes can be frustrating, but it's very, very helpful, and it helps us climb in the rankings. We're somewhere, when you search soccer, I think we went down a little bit to maybe like 20.
Yo, what's going on?
Yeah, we got to get up there, man. ESPN FC is up. It's first.
And they don't even do episodes anymore. ESPN FC is shut down. Not just ESPN.com/soccer. So, son, I mean, and I think the first.
I think they put the show in podcast form.
That's no, what, no, that section of the website is done. They fired all those.
No,
people.
I'm talking about the podcast. Yeah, the, on iTunes.
Whatever, yes, they're unimportant, and it's boring. Listen to us; we're funny.
Yes, which you're already listening to us, so yeah. It's not an issue.
Continue to listen to us. Tell other people how much you love us. Buy the Cooligan shirt. Leave a 5-star review. Say something nice. Hit subscribe on the YouTube. Follow us on all social media platforms. Show up and make our beds. Do everything we ask. We absolutely love you, fans.
Don't forget to tuck us in because we need
stop
it.
Stop scaring my wife.
Turn on my nightlight. Yeah. I get very nervous. So thank you again for listening to the show. My name is Christian Polanco.
Yes, it is. And my name is Alexis Guerreros.
And together, what are we?
The Cooligans!